Welcome to Sharim B'Tfilah by Rav Shimshon David Pinkas. Before we move on to the next paragraph of Pirkei Pticha, I wanted to refer to a brief selection from the Chovat HaTalmidim from the Piazetz de Rebbe. Rav Pinkas in the Sharim appears to be an echo of some of the words that you'll hear here from the Piazetz de Rebbe. Rav Kvonam Kaman Shapira here in Chovat HaTalmidim in the ninth chapter called Eze Eitzot Lehitalot Ulutakena Tatzmecha Ben, some words of advice for growth and self-improvement, talks about what he understands to be the essential nature of tefillah. And he says as follows, Ki al yedei ha-tefillah ha-pnimit ha-ba'a mi-kirut ha-lev, ha-nefesh mit-oreret mishnata. Because through really the deep internal prayer that comes from the recesses of the heart and the soul wakes up from its sleep. Homa it longs u-mit-yecheret ba-melech malkosh al-olam. It comes to spend time to connect with, to become one with, the King of the Universe. V'hi ikara v'tachlita shel ha-tfilah. That is the essence and the fundamental meaning of tfilah. Ad sheyeshnan de'agot. Until this is so much the case that there are worries. De'agot she'Hashem sholech otan le'ish Yisraeli, that God sends to the Jewish person. K'dei she'yit'orer al yadam le'hitpalel. In order that we be enlivened and awake, and through our own worries pray, litzok l'Hashem, be carefully bov and afsho, from the depths of our hearts and our soul. The Rebbe continues, mitchila orer artzmecha b'inyanei hatfila sheko'avim lecha ve'ata tzarich lahem. When you start this, you should start from the places where you feel weakness, where you feel pain, where you feel ke'ev, where you feel da'aga, where you feel worried, or anxiety. And from that place of anxiety, you have a way into the essence of tefillah, a way into a connection with the Ribono Shel Olam. And today we're living in a world filled with anxiety. The Rebbe continues in the next page, V'lo b'tefillah shel ha'chiyuv, shacharit mincha v'arvit bilvad, and not just shacharit mincha mariv, all day long, try to find for yourself a few brief moments in which you can engage in a conversation with God, in prayer, and in song, or perhaps poetry. And the more you get used to this type of Siach ha-nefesh, a kind of soul conversation, yitrakech libcha, your heart becomes softened, ruchacha yitnasei, your spirit will be uplifted, v'nafshecha titkarev yoter la-Hashem, and your soul will come closer and closer to God. Just like Rav Pinkas explained in the Sha'arim, that nothing in this world happens without tefillah, whether it's the growth in nature, the birth of a child, or the growth of a nation. Here the Rebbe, the Piazetz, the Rebbe is reminding us that anxiety, fear, de'agot, ke'evot, are opportunities. And not just in Shacharis Mincha Mariv, but they're opportunities all day long to take a step back, to maybe speak to God, or write it down, journal, sing, write poetry, do something creative in a different kind of outlet. Not just in the recitation of Atachonen la'adam da'atu melamed le'enosh bina, not just the recitation of the regular fixed tefillah, the matbea, which is so important. But above and beyond that time, the da'agot and the ke'evot of this world, the anxiety of our time, can, if leveraged appropriately, provide us with an opportunity of connection to the Ribono Shel Olam.